every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Look about a 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, the business
is
going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, we'll be looking back at the Thrive Conference at the Hall for Cornwall. But first, the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
The Helston visitor attraction Flambards has been put up for sale for the first time in its 37-year history. Managing Director James Kingsford Hale said the decision to sell the family-owned business had been an enormously difficult one to take, but without an obvious successor, felt it was the right time to make the break. The attraction will be marketed by Stratton Creber Commercial and Jones Lang LaSalle. John Hick, proprietor of Pendra Lowith Holiday Cottages in Falmouth, has been named as the new chairman of the Falmouth Business Improvement District. He replaces Nigel Carpenter, who has decided to step down after a 4-year involvement with the bid programme. Wadebridge-based renewable energy company Clean Earth has expanded its operation across the Tamar by opening in Exeter. The company says the new office will help the company better serve its increasing amount of business coming from Devon, Somerset and the M5 corridor. Now, not content with his efforts to help steer the Cornish Pirates towards the promised land, rugby legend Josh Lusi is now turning his hands towards the culinary sector. He's joining forces with Driftwood Spa's landlady Lou Tressider to open a fishmonger's and fish and chip shop in St Agnes. Lusi Lou's is expected to open later this month.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So we're at the Thrive Conference on the 1st of May 2013 at the Hall for Cornwall. Now, there's been a day long of events looking at how businesses can grow, improve themselves and make the most of the facilities, skills and people around in Cornwall.
Thank you very much. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this morning's lecture on the viscoelastic properties of sodium hypochlorite. Are any of you chemists by background? Okay, it means I can lie. It roughly translates as, madam, is your toilet cleaner capable of lasting through the flush or not? Because for the first few years of my career, that was the most exciting thing. You know, I've seen some of the glamorous businesses you guys are all involved in. In my days, it was literally Procter & Gamble.
Keynote presentation at Thrive was Hamish Taylor, who's been talking about his world of work and the lessons he has learnt from that, about how to talk to customers, how to listen to customers, how to improve what you do. And part of that came from British Airways and many other. Procter & Gamble was one of them. Just tell me about some of those key lessons you wanted to get across to people.
You know, we can talk about how do you put the customer at the centre of your business or how do you stimulate innovation. But, you know, there's a number of practical lessons, I think, that we can all learn in going forward. And I guess the key lessons for me are, first of all, the quality of customer insight has to go beyond just collecting data. It's about what I call soft insights, which is your ability to really understand the world of your customer. And I showed some examples of that. The second thing, and probably the most important, is how do you define your business? I believe we're all in the wrong business because we define our business as what we do, instead of the benefit to the customer as a result of what we do.
Now, and a lot of people don't understand that benefit,
absolutely.
Do they? How do you explain it to them?
Well, the best way, it's as a result of your product being brilliant, what is in it for your customer? So, for example, when you buy a Volvo car, Volvo cars are all sold as, it's about safety, it's about your family's safety. The reason why you should believe that is about the product, roll bars and airbags and whatever. And that's the challenge, is are you capable of redefining your business in terms of the benefit you bring to customers and working backwards from that? And that allows much more innovation and lots of new ideas to come through.
Also, just to give me an idea of what you took away from Hamish's presentation.
I think it was, for me, it was the bit about focusing on what the benefits are to your customer or for in our case, our beneficiaries. And I think although we think about that and we always think about what's the outcome for our beneficiaries, actually we then get into, and this is what we're going to do and these are the things that we can deliver and how well we can do them, rather than keeping that, you know, always the focus on that beneficiary. I think that was, for me, the really important point. It's quite simple.
I realise that understanding your customer, your end customer and their needs and getting into their shoes really is the key to thriving in business.
I think that it's extremely important to actually stop talking about our product and actually talk about the benefits, which actually give the customer benefits.
So I think kind of the customer insight stuff is really interesting. I think kind of really working back from what is going through your customer's mind.
Jonathan Jones from Tregothnan has been talking about strategy from his point of view. Many people will think of Tregothnan for the tea. Just tell me about the vision and the strategy which you wanted to put across.
Well, it's a really great opportunity to speak to like-minded local businesses and great leaders from all over the UK, because Tregothnan wants to make its headquarters of an international business right here in Cornwall, and leadership and development of people is really key to all of that. So I spoke about the need to have a strategy, a vision, and above all else, I suppose, the vision was handed to us since 1335. It's been a private estate owned by the Boscawen family. So we're very unusual in that respect, in that we have almost 700 years of continuous family history. That is the vision, if you like, to be here as a private operation in 500 years' time. So that informs the strategy, the mission, and all the plans and developments that we come up with. So very unusual in that respect. And I think you can take lessons from that. But one thing common to all of us is that we all need the very best people.
So which of the breakout sessions really inspired you?
The Tregothnan. The fact about staying true to your strategy.
What about yourself?
And I went to Mandy Milano's of Colvia about the why and belief system, and she got us to, you know, pick on someone in the group that we didn't know and just walk around with them and talk about our experiences and why we, you know, why we were in business, what we were doing. It was really interesting and a real eye-opener.
I'm Mark Smith and I'm the Exec Director of Unlocking Potential. It's been a great event here today at the Hall for Cornwall. The actual venue itself has been superb, and it's been a great container for what have been a feast of ideas from different people from across the UK. Hamish Taylor coming down from Edinburgh to talk to us about the way he's taken ideas, stolen ideas, if you will, from other organisations. Absolutely superb, set a great tone for the whole conference. Listen to Jonathan Jones of Tregothnan about the way in which they're pushing their business forward as, again, another eye-opener in terms of looking at expanded markets, expanded opportunities. Nikki Taylor from Ginsters, in a slightly larger sense, looking at how a big corporation really makes the most of its people. Superb, superbly inspirational. Fiona bringing a psychologist's take on the whole aspect of team development and team growth. For me, another really exciting piece of the day. Another set of views and ideas that people can bring in and they can take away. As ever, Mandy Milano, brilliant on just listening, just regarding people in your business as fellow human beings and putting the human being first before you try and push them as a corporate animal. Absolutely, absolutely nice thing to do. Across the whole piece, we've had a range of people from different industries. We've Martin Pearson bringing the manufacturing message along to the event today, but really setting that in the context where anybody from any industry can access it and make meaning of it. For me, it's been a superb day. My head's full of ideas, lots of messages to take away, but above all, treat your people well and your business will thrive.
Now let's look ahead to the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
Yeah, kicking off on a retail note, discount retailer 99p Stores opens its third branch in Cornwall on Sunday, May the 5th, at the former Comet site on Camborne Retail Park. And then on Friday, May the 10th, sees the official opening of the Workbox Work Hub in Penzance. Work Hubs are a growing trend predominantly aimed at home workers, offering a flexible office workspace with shared facilities and hot desking. And finally, a look ahead further on, it will be Cornwall Business Week, starts on May the 13th, with Cornwall Chamber Chief Executive Kim Conchi being let loose on BBC Radio Cornwall as a guest editor for its early morning programming. For full details of all the week's events, including the Cornwall Business Awards and Cornwall Business Fair, please check out the website, www.cornwallbusinessweek.co.uk.
And check again for the next 7 days podcast in 7 days' time.
7 days. With Business Cornwall.